Chapter 3, Shreya. Why had she been running? The shrill tone of the telephone shattered her introspection.
Shreya, get in here.
Dan's voice, rough as a Mexican cigarette. She rose gingerly from her chair and walked from her cubicle. Temporary, just till they could find her something more appropriate, but it might take a while. Crossing the floor to the clamor of an office animated by crisis, a twinge in her back almost stopped her in her tracks, a memento mori from them all, a reminder of the constant and casual proximity of death. The doctors had discharged her, insisted she go home from the hospital, and she had done so for 6 hours, till the pull of the office had become too strong. She had gone into the bureau to join caffeine-sustained colleagues coming off the back of an all-nighter. That's just how it was with terror attacks. No rest for anyone till a breakthrough was made. Add a toxic presidential election into the mix, and the situation was, as Dan would say, a shit show.